My name is Detlef.
The whole name?
That's the whole name. Detlef Beck.
Beck, yeah. And you have a job in an institution?
Yes.
What would you call that job?
The institution is an institution for non-violent conflict solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is to manage, to be the manager of this institution, and also I'm a trainer for non-violent conflict solutions and creative conflict solutions or non-violent action trainings.
Mm-hmm. Since when? When did you start this job?
I started it in the beginning of 1996, but I started to be a trainer in 1985.
Mm-hmm. What groups are you training?
Oh, it's
in this job.
It's very different. Mm. On the one side, there are some non-violent action groups until now, but not so much in the moment, because the peace movement goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the last 2 years several trainings with the anti-atomic movement.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, perhaps, for example, I have a training with a group who wants to go in a military area,
mm-hmm.
the anti-nuclear weapon group. But most I train people who are, have to do with violence in their job,
mm-hmm.
for example. Teachers,
mm-hmm.
People who work in kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
People who work in social difficult areas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the English word, social pedagogic
mm-hmm.
people. We work with youth groups mm-hmm. in churches
mm-hmm.
and with people who refused to be in the Bundeswehr,
mm-hmm.
Also with what's the English word for Hausmeister? It's
doesn't matter.
Hausmeister and Busfahrer.
Mm-hmm.
Busfahrer, you know, who drives the
bus. Drivers.
Yeah. Drivers, yes.
Yeah.
And jobless people.
Mm-hmm.
People who have difficulties with administration,
mm-hmm.
People who think about what can we do against new laws, against homeless people,
mm-hmm.
And so on and so on.
So have you done a training for bus drivers?
Yes.
Could you describe the agenda somehow? How long time it was, and though different.
It takes 2 days.
2 days.
And what they want was how to deal with the conflicts with the guests
mm-hmm.
in the buses
mm-hmm.
if they have problems. And I think it's for us it is new because we are not really sure it is. The main task for non-violent conflict solutions
mm-hmm.
to do that, because the interest of the firm is that people can manage more friendly
mm-hmm.
The conflicts, the daily conflicts
mm-hmm.
in their job.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to think about.
Yeah.
And
when was this training?
This year.
This year? Yeah. 98?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the dates?
In March.
March? Yes. Do you remember the agenda, like from the beginning to the end?
Oh, we started first with yes, in the beginning it's always the same. What do you want in this seminar?
Mm-hmm.
What our names? A little. We tried to make a game,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't possible.
Mm-hmm.
because people are over 30 years without any seminar experience, and so it was very, very difficult to make role plays or something like that. It was sometimes impossible to do something in this way. And then we started to find out what are their main conflicts, and they find a great list of conflicts. And then the next thing was to work with their own conflict being, also how to work with conflicts. And we choose symbols for different conflicts, different ways to solve conflicts. A circle, a triangle, and what is it? Quadrat. And with every special feature, we connect special ways of your practical dealing with conflicts. And then we give it. We take one practical problem and say, look to the symbols and what are your way, do you think? And then we build up groups, and we build groups and say, try to find a solution for this conflict. And then we have a look of you, if you are in the right group.
Yes, how big was that group?
13.
13. And how many was it altogether?
13.
30. 30.
1, 3.
Ah, 13. But then you said that you changed into small groups, no?
Yes.
Yeah? How big was that?
From 3 to 6.
Okay. Go on with that then.
When we give a little theoretical input how about the dynamics of conflicts, and we take another practical problem they have and connect it with a theory, and then we have a great discussion about what theory can help for the practical life. Please stop a moment, because I have to think what we had many problems with this group.
Like, what problems?
Afterwards we find out that the members of the group don't want to take part in this seminar, and they didn't tell us.
And it was compulsory for them.
And we find out that there was a great conflict in the firm about this course. And and the second day we started with three groups, and we take their own sentences from the day before. First sentence was, I don't want to learn anything new. The second sentence was, I can't learn anything new because I know everything for my job I have to know. This third sentence was, I can't learn anything new because it's all theoretical and not useful for my daily job. And the next sentence was, I have another opinion. And only two members of the group say, yes, we think we can learn something new. And so it was a difficult situation. And so we ask what we can do with the situation. We have a discussion about it, and three people...
This is in the beginning of the second day?
Yes. And three people decided to go out. All the others decided to take part. in the rest of the training.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because they refused to do a role play in the morning, we started with theoretical inputs and then take a conflict of their daily life and bring it in connection and try to find out solutions in the round to speak about what we can do, and not to try it, because they refuse to do anything practical. In the afternoon, so the main thing was communication problems, and I think we were successful because the people saw that there are more possibilities to handle conflicts in another way. And so in the afternoon it was possible to get a bus and we go into a bus and we played a little bit with pupils who are very loud and with some people who don't want to pay when they come in into the bus, and or they are have a card and they say, here's my card, and then they run in the bus, and the bus driver has no time to have a look to this card. How can you manage with this problem? And we, they spoke about many problems, organizational problems in their job, because the main point was that they said they have not enough time to manage all the things with the guests, because the plan when they have to arrive at the next sessions are very strong. Yes, and we have a kind of role play, I would say. Not a really good role play, but I think it was the beginning.
Describe it.
Yeah, it was a kind of role play, because we have always one group who are sitting in the bus and talking about everything, and only a part of the group are playing it really. And
you borrowed a real bus for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was no problem to get a real bus. It was. We tried it. It was just an idea to say. And sometimes it was very funny, because we described how they can answer in special conflict solutions, and they say, "Oh, it takes too much time to bring out such a sentence." And I think it's very easy. We have to think of two points. First point, what happens? And the second point is, what I wish from the other person? And they always said it takes too much time to think about communication in such a way. And we answered, yes, take your clock and stop it. And then we need 4 seconds. And then they never started to say it takes too much time. It was very funny. But after the training,
wait a little.
Yeah.
Go on.
After the training, I think the three who are go out, they started again to say that it's not useful for them. And at the end of in the end of this training, we have a go around, and I think it was okay. Because we didn't know until the end that they don't want to take part. They didn't say it. We ask, but we get no real answer. So we learned much about resistance against
this role play. What kind of role play in the bus was that? The last thing during the second day, or what did you do after that?
No, that was the last thing.
The last thing. Did you have an evaluation and a go around, or what?
We have only an go around as evaluation.
Mm-hmm. And you asked what was good,
what you can need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What you are missing.
Mm-hmm.
Or other things mm-hmm. you want to say to the group or to
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the purpose of these kind of trainings for like working groups like that? What is your goal, aim?
Oh, I think it's a very difficult question. Our aim was in this training
mm-hmm.
to give some ideas how to deal with conflicts in a creatively non-violent way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we ask if it is not a real answer, because some trainings I think we do because we want to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's always the question, it is is our aim the aim of the the firm.
Mm. And what is specific with your pedagogic comparing with kind of other kind of trainings or like other consultants or whatever? What is specific with your way of handling?
Stop it a moment. I'm searching for an English word. Haltung, Einstellung. Perhaps I say one or two words in
yeah.
German and you
yeah.
try to translate it later
yeah.
on.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Then you can start.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think this specific thing is that non-violent conflict solution is not a technique,
mm-hmm.
or not only a technique,
mm-hmm.
it's more. It's in German, Einstellung, Haltung,
mm-hmm.
Which is inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So, a special picture of society, of human being and life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can use it as a technique,
mm-hmm.
but it is... But I think it will not really function
mm-hmm.
if it is only a technique.
Mm-hmm.
Then it stops at a special point
mm-hmm.
because you need a special respect
mm-hmm.
Or perhaps love
mm-hmm.
for the other people
mm-hmm.
to do or to handle conflicts or to deal in conflicts,
mm-hmm.
to act in conflicts in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
That's one point, I think.
The specific tools you use, whatever?
I think it's the normal tools.
Yeah, but just mention it for the tape.
It's plays,
mm.
exercises, role plays,
mm.
The method of this of Boal.
Yeah, Auguste Boal.
Auguste Boal.
Forum. Theater.
Yes, from theater of Tatwin,
yeah.
theater, theoretical inputs,
mm-hmm.
Reflections,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps threes. I think important for us is that every time the people can choose if they take part or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's free
mm.
for them all time. I think that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we say to the people, you can decide to go out every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, we are not forced,
mm.
have no force, and we don't want to force you. So
mm.
decide what you
mm.
want to do
mm.
in every second in this training.
Mm.
And another thing is openness. We try to say, what is going on? What is the aim of this exercise or this
mm.
role play? What are the conditions?
Mm-hmm.
How we work, so to make it open to the people.
Why?
And not to manipulate it,
mm.
and so give I think it's important that they trust themselves
mm-hmm.
and the group and us. And on the other side, it is a question of responsibility. The aim is to say you are responsible for your decisions every time in this training, and use this responsibility. It's good for us. It's good for you. And another point is that we say during our exercises and reflections, there is no point to say that is wrong or that is correct or this is good or this is bad. We only look how it works, and then you can decide if you want to use and why you want to use.
Do you use some criticism? After all, place, for example.
No.
Do they kind of evaluate themselves?
We make an evaluation, but only in what you do, what happens, what are your motivations, what was important, what you want to change, what was difficult for you,
okay,
and so on and so on.
I see. Maybe you need to take a break now.
10 o'clock.
Det här var en intervju med Detlef Beck som jag gjorde på Hope Resistance i Volkshagenhytten nära Gettorf, Kiel, och det är den 21 maj 1998. Klockan är 10 på förmiddagen. Tack.